Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So if anything says adult next to it, we already know that it shouldn't be for anybody under 18. Most likely, if it's in Vegas, under 21, it's probably going to be X-rated. And it is something that is for the adults. When you hear that there is something that's going to have a toy, you're also concerned that, okay, this is something that, you know, my ears, my priest, my rabbi, you know, shouldn't know that I'm investigating. And you just, it's a topic for a, who knows, maybe weekend evening, all right? Or a activity, like weekend activity. But, although sometimes I have activity during the week too, but, all right, okay, you know what I'm saying. But when it's an adult happy meal, it is amazing to me that this is exactly what McDonald's says a Happy Meal is. It's a meal that gives you a burger or your chicken fingers or chicken nuggets or whatever, chicken McNuggets, a drink, I think there's fries, and a toy. But it is an adult Happy Meal. So I think people are thinking, well, there's going to be something more suggestive or, you know, something more sex. No, it's not. It's, remember they had the Happy Meals for kids. I think those launched in the 70s and 80s where you got a colorful box and you got a burger, fries, a drink, and then there was a toy in there. And it was a fantastic marketing scheme on McDonald's part because then everybody wanted to get the Happy Meal. And I remember asking my parents for a Happy Meal, you know, and they're like, but it's cheaper to just get the burger. And I'm like, but I want the toy. And the toy was stupid and you collected them. Well, then they had the big, was it the big boy? There was like a bigger boy and a bigger girl meal. I forgot what that was called. The jumbo? I don't know what that was. And then now they have the adult, and there's actually toys that they think adults want. Now, when I heard they were thinking about launching this, I was like, okay, no, adult Happy Meals, no, because if the adults are getting Happy Meals because they want the combo price, they want the cheaper price, they want, no, we are being told that McDonald's is selling out of this adult Happy Meal. And the toy, okay, and forgive me for not being a fashion guru, but apparently McDonald's partnered with Cactus Plant Flea Market. And Cactus Plant Flea Market is one of the current hottest names in fashion. Okay, the names in fashion I like is Ross and La 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 TJ Maxx. Hey, that's my, you know, place to go for fashion. But apparently, Cactus Plant Flea Market joined with McDonald's to make colorful little, I guess, toys. And it's like Grimace. They're supposed to be nostalgic. I think they have Grimace and the Hamburglar. But they have multiple eyes. They have like multiple levels of eyes. I don't get it. And maybe you guys could have kind of explained to me, but you have, unless they're trying to do it for Halloween where it has multiple eyes, but it almost looks blurry. I can't handle looking at something that has like four eyes or six eyes. I feel like my vision's off. And that's what they made. And then the girl with the pigtails, I don't remember who she was. So I was never a fan of the McDonald's characters. I thought they were weird. I thought Grimace was, and I think it's because they were trying to compete with Sesame Street. And, you know, when you have Bert and Ernie and Grover and Cookie Monster and Snuffleupagus, there is just no way you could compete. But apparently, they are competing. And people are buying these adult Happy Meals, and I think the reason why is everybody wants to hold on to the next artifact or antique or something that they think they could sell on eBay. So I think people are rushing to get these toys. And again, they're not adult toys. So none of these, nobody should be ending up in the ER with any of these things in an orifice, okay? This is like your kid's Happy Meal. I guess you're going to be joining your kid in a Happy Meal, and they get a toy and you get a toy. Nothing is adult nature of this except the price and the amount of food. But I think maybe people want to collect it, and then they could say, look, I have all these, and then I could sell them. I don't know. But all I know is we're being told that workers at McDonald's and the fast food store are overwhelmed because these things are a pain in the butt. I used to work at Jack in the Box. It was easier to make the burger, wrap it up, grab it from the kitchen, throw it in there. But when you have to do the box, you have to stop everything to make the box. You got to put things in the box. You got to close up the box. You got to make sure there's no grease on the box. You have to make sure there's the toy. I don't even know if the employees like doing the Happy Meals. So who's the Happy Meal for? Okay? Parents aren't too happy because it's more expensive. The toys always stunk. I never liked the toys. I'm sorry, I love McDonald's. I love the taste, one of my favorite fast food chain, but the toys suck. And I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at the adult toys because we had to run through a drive-thru yesterday, and it was right after the Ravens game, and anyway, we're in a drive-thru, and so I saw this, and I'm like, I don't even want it. The toys look stupid. I mean, get some good toys. Or honestly, if you're going to put something in there for an adult, have it like a beer, like a bottle opener or a Swiss Army knife. That would be, well, I know they can't give those out. An odor eater for tennis shoes. Something like sunscreen. I don't know, but all I know is I don't want a four-eyed Grimace or a four-eyed Hamburglar, and I don't know, there's this yellow stupid looking thing. I don't even know what the hell that is. But anyway, you know, kudos to McDonald's for, you know, getting a spike in sales and getting people excited about something. But I'm hearing some of these adult Happy Meals are like $10. I didn't even check the price because we were just in the drive thru for something else. But it's not the biggest deal that you think. So anyway, if you guys know more about what the hell this is, go for it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, colonoscopies. There's been some debate on how effective they are, and I'm a fan, but this is an interesting study, so don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So my mammogram, I had to postpone. Because I had gotten my COVID shot, and when I got my COVID shot, it kind of made me swell in one arm, and we had spoken about how there's been some advice given where if you get your COVID vaccine and you start to get swollen glands to put off your mammogram, some of that has been now refuted, because if you need a mammogram, you got to get it done. And the last thing we want is anything to, you know, distract or to cause you to procrastinate. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so this is the time where I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it in a couple weeks because the swelling's going down. But I tell you, with breast cancer in my family, I'm not going to mess around. So joining us next is Dr. Catherine Yao. chair-elect of the National Accreditation Program for Breast Cancers at the American College of Surgeons, to kind of talk to us about what we need to do to be up to date. Dr. Yao, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate you. We know it's been busy. I mean, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and, you know, I have to remind people year-round, but, you know, we do a lot of good this month. Talk to us about, where we are in terms of getting people screened and even enthused about getting themselves checked and getting their mammograms.
So at the beginning of the pandemic, back in March and April 2020, we saw a dramatic drop in screening mammograms because of the pandemic. Probably anywhere from 50 to 80% of centers across the country shut down their screening mammogram program. But then we've seen that about 6 months after that, we've resumed normal pre-pandemic screening levels. So we've gotten back to where we were prior to the pandemic, but we haven't quite increased our screenings. And that's typically what we like to do every year, is increase the number of screenings that we're doing. So there's still a little bit of a backlog that we're trying to work through.
That's true.
I think the main problem is a lot of patients don't even realize that they haven't gotten their screening on time. They haven't looked at their calendars. They don't realize it's been 2 or 3 years since they got their screening mammogram.
Mm-hmm. And it's a fascinating psychology where, as we've been, you know, embracing telemedicine, and we've been embracing, okay, you know what, doctor's offices are closed, or, you know, it's almost allowing, you know, a procrastination, or a, you know, okay, we could put this off. People think that this is something that, okay, well, if the doctor's office is closed, or if it's telemedicine, or we're good. And no, not entirely. Breast cancer awareness and breast cancer screening, even though the USPSTF has changed the guidelines now to biannual, it's still something that has to be done no matter what we're in, pandemic, flu season. It's still something that we have to be up to date on.
Most definitely. And I think it takes vigilance on the part of the patient and the part of the physician. And I can't tell you how many times I've had patients come to my clinic and they got their mammogram last year, and it's been 2 or 3 years since they got their mammogram. The pandemic was like a time warp, and people just lost a year or two. So it's important to remind people to look at their schedules and make sure they're on time.
So with mammography, we have made huge advancements from 2D to 3D. Can you talk to some of my listeners about the difference between a screening mammogram and a diagnostic mammogram?
So a screening mammogram is like an x-ray of the breast. It's just two views, and they're just looking to see if there are any abnormalities. It's a very short test, about 5 to 7 minutes. A diagnostic mammogram is a little bit longer test. It's also, again, an x-ray of the breast, but it's taking multiple views to focus on a finding that they see on the screen. So it's a little bit different. It takes a little bit longer, and sometimes they incorporate ultrasound as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know there's been some debate on how often ultrasound should be done as a part of it. I know my doctor, she's like, your breasts are dense, you're always getting an ultrasound. What do you and the American College of Surgeons recommend?
So for women who have dense breast tissue, we do recommend supplemental screening, and that could be in the form of an ultrasound or an MRI. And we do recommend that be done on a yearly basis, sort of in conjunction with the screening mammogram.
And are you finding, as women are fighting an obesity pandemic and a lot of hormones in our food, are you finding that the number of women with dense breasts are rising?
I don't know if I find that. I mean, anywhere from 50 to almost 60% of women coming in for screening mammograms do have dense enough breast tissue that they would qualify for supplemental screening. I think the challenge that we found is getting the insurance companies to pay for the supplemental screening.
Mm-hmm.
It's very variable state to state what the law requires, very variable from company to company what they cover. So that's been a little bit of a challenge that we faced recently.
I love that you brought that up, because I have a lot of listeners that get frustrated with their mammogram bills when they thought that the ACA covered it, but the screening mammogram is covered. Diagnostic mammogram and additional screening may have additional fees, correct?
screening mammogram is covered, but the diagnostic maybe not so. And if you have supplemental screening for dense breasts, that would include either an ultrasound or MRI, that's not necessarily a covered 100%, like the screening mammogram is.
We're speaking to Dr. Catherine Yao, chair-elect of the National Accreditation Program for Breast Cancers at the American College of Surgeons. This is the go-to for us physicians when it comes to everything breast-related. These guys are the experts in the field. And I love that you also educate the people about male breast cancer, which is real, and it happens. Talk to us about what you know about male breast cancer.
So a lot of men out there think, well, I can't ever get a breast cancer, but men can get breast cancers. It's not common. One out of every 100 breast cancers are in a man. So it's rare, but it can happen. So BCG screening is not recommended for men who are at average risk, but for men who have findings such as a breast mass, nipple discharge, or pain, we would definitely recommend a mammogram for those men. And for men who have a lot of family history of breast cancer, we definitely recommend that they get evaluated to make sure that there's not a genetic mutation running in the family that might put them at increased risk for breast cancer.
Exactly. What do you notice in terms of BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene mutations? We know that that's associated with prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, obviously breast cancer. Should men be considered higher risk if there's that in the family?
Yeah, so if there is a BRCA mutation in the family, and let's say a man tests positive for a BRCA mutation, then they are at increased risk for breast cancer. It's not nearly the risk that a woman who has a BRCA mutation would have. A woman with a BRCA mutation can have a lifetime risk of breast cancer anywhere from 50 to 80%. For men with a BRCA mutation, the lifetime risk of breast cancer is closer to 8 to 10%. So it's much lower, mm-hmm. but there is a risk there.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Yao, a lot of us doctors understand that the USPSTF did not recommend self-breast exams and self-exams, but us older doctors, you're probably younger than me, but us older doctors, we had taught our patients that they need to know their body. It's like a topographic map. And, you know, when my patients ask, should I be doing self-breast exams, I have a tough time telling them no, because I want them to alert me if they have a mass. What are you recommending?
Well, I tell my patients, if you're going to do self-exam, you've got to be hyper-lenient about it and do it on a regular basis monthly. So every month, maybe pick a time of the month that would work for you and do it. If you're not going to do it rigorously like that, if you're not going to do it on a monthly basis, then it probably isn't worthwhile for you to do it. I think what we found is when people are sort of doing it intermittently, kind of here or there, that's when they mm-hmm. feel things that panic them, and usually most of those things are not anything to worry about. So mm-hmm. that's what I tell patients. If you're going to do it, then just be very rigorous about it, very mm-hmm. detailed, do it on a monthly basis. But if mm-hmm. you're scared about it, don't feel comfortable doing it, then just don't do it. Come in and see me, and I'm happy to do exams on you. If you feel something abnormal, if you want me to do an annual exam, I'm happy to do that.
Of course. Dr. Yao, how can my listeners find out more information?
So I would go to the American Cancer Society website. They have a great website. It's got tons of information about screening mammograms. Mm-hmm. And that's really sort of the go-to place. The American College of Surgeons also has a great website about screening mammograms.
Excellent. Dr. Yao, thank you so much for all your great work. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Explosions on Monday shook multiple cities across Ukraine, including missile strikes on the capital Kyiv for the first time in months. The attack was focused on residential and energy infrastructure, killing many Ukrainians. This comes hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin called Saturday's explosion on the huge bridge connecting Russia to Crimea a terrorist act masterminded by the Ukrainian Special Services. The bridge was used to supply Russian forces invading Ukraine. One Ukrainian woman translated by CBC News after Russia's missile attack on civilians over the weekend.
We will never forgive Russians. They will never frighten us.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says the recent volley of missiles that were tactical nuclear represented an obvious warning to the United States and South Korea. The statement was released on the 77th anniversary of the foundation of Pyongyang's ruling Workers' Party. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this next segment, especially with me and a lisp, is not very fun. We're going to be talking about colonoscopies, but let's just kind of blow right through it and get through this as quickly and as easily and painlessly as we can. And the reason why this next topic isn't easy is I have for years been telling you guys to get your screening colonoscopies. I have been telling you that colon cancer is mean. It's bad. Kills tens of thousands of people a year. I think over 100,000 people are going to be diagnosed in this year alone, and it's rising. I have been extremely upset with how we have not been screening African Americans earlier because patients seem to, when they put off screening and seem to be matched with Caucasian statistics, their cancer is sometimes much more aggressive or farther along. And so we finally get to a stage where now we have earlier screening, we have more robust screening, and a study comes out this weekend saying, maybe colonoscopies aren't all that. And as a physician, I'm like, oh, God, please, come on. No. We don't need this confusion. But science is evolving. And we always have to have open minds, right? Unlike what we saw with public officials during COVID. And if there is new data, we need to take it into account. So some of the new data is suggesting, and this is not anything that should prevent you from getting a colonoscopy, but some data is suggesting that even though it provides a benefit to prevent colorectal cancer or to screen for it, prevent it, and maybe prevent early death, it might not be as crucial a role as sigmoidoscopy. The benefit was overestimated. That's according to the study. So this study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And they wanted to investigate how effective colonoscopy screening was as opposed to sigmoidoscopy. So they looked at 84,585 healthy men and women who were aged 55 to 64. And they drew the data from population registries in Poland, Norway, Sweden, and the Netherlands. This is from 2009 to 2014. Authors found a 10-year follow-up in those who were invited to be screened by colonoscopy, an invitation. I don't get invited to a lot of parties and a lot of things. So I guess if my doctor ever invited me, you know, to have a colonoscopy, I'd go because my social life is really struggling these days. They found an 18% lower risk of colorectal cancer and a 0.03% lower risk of death. When they looked at overall data and a bunch of other metrics, they found an overall 31% decrease, which to me is still fantastic. But I think some of the doctors and scientists are like, why wasn't it better? So they wrote, even though a 31% decrease in the risk of colorectal cancer is a clinically relevant benefit, it is lower than that anticipated in clinical guidelines based on observational and modeling studies and similar to the estimates and trials of sigmoidoscopy screening, which I'm going to talk about in a second. That has been shown a decrease in the risk of colorectal cancer of 23 to 24% compared to the 33 to 40%. And that, again, they go through a lot of numbers. But in essence, they say these results suggest that colonoscopy screening might not be substantially better in reducing the risk of colorectal cancer than sigmoidoscopy. Now, I don't like this study. I don't like it. I like colonoscopies. I've had many. I've given you guys the blow-by-blow. If you want, I will go through it again. I've taught you guys what to do to make your prep easy. I mean, I am a colonoscopy guru, I think I've had four already. So I could do it blindfolded. Colonoscopy is great. Now, I have performed sigmoidoscopies. In fact, when I was in training, you would on Mondays at Kaiser Permanente do sigmoidoscopy day. So all day long you would be doing sigmoidoscopies on Monday. And so I was able to do a sigmoidoscopy with my eyes closed performing it. But my problem with the sigmoidoscopy is, one, it only goes up into the sigmoid. So if I draw out the colon, okay, because I won't show you mine, right? You have the right side colon that has a little appendix hanging in it up there, down there. It goes up, then it goes across the transverse, then it goes down, kind of like a square. You got the descending colon, then you got the sigmoid colon, then you have the rectum, then you have the anus. The sigmoidoscopy looks at the rectum, the anus, and the sigmoid, where the majority of colon cancers are. The problem I have with the sigmoidoscopy is you're awake. You don't get to be put to sleep. Now, some people think that's a positive, less anesthesia, less money. But trust me, these patients were uncomfortable. I'd rather be asleep. Number two is there are right-sided cancers. What if there's something extended, you know, into the descending colon, things could get missed. And the other issue I have is with colonoscopies, if they find a polyp, they will remove it to biopsy it, and as you go, it's like pruning you and making sure that any of these polyps won't turn to cancer. All colon cancer will start from a polyp. Not all polyps turn to cancer. It's like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples. But if there's a polyp, upon colonoscopy, the doctor gets rid of it. right then and there. And so the colonoscopy cancer screening is the only screening test that I know of that actually prevents cancer as it goes. Mammograms are nice, but they're pictures. They're not doing anything to stop the cancer. They're just taking a picture right then and there. Same thing with an NPL to look at throat cancer, or same thing with, you know, if I do a digital rectal exam to check a prostate. I'm not fixing the prostate. That colonoscopy is fixing and preventing something from turning into future cancer. I think it's flipping brilliant. Now, I get that a lot of people are doing the at-home test where you poop and they look at that. And I think a poop test is nice. But for those of us that are high risk, and I have colon cancer on both sides of the family, my butt is in the gastroenterologist every year. And I get colonoscopies every couple of years. We don't mess around. Not with my butt. So this study needed to happen because there's a lot of money being spent on colonoscopies. The problem I have is we just got to the point where they finally lowered the age of screening for African Americans, and I think and everybody. Now it's now expanded to age 45 when it started at 50 originally. So, and if you're at high risk, you obviously can go sooner. So this is something where it's like we're finally starting to open up and allow people more screening. And the last thing we want to do is clamp this up, saying, well, you know, do we get that much more worth out of it than a sigmoidoscopy? And mind you, they're doing their job. There has to be a bean counter. All right, there has to be. There has to be somebody going, well, look at this. We're doing a lot of these tests. It's costing a lot of money. We have all sorts of individuals coming in, especially coming into the country now, millions with no insurance. We have to figure out a way to eventually go to universal health care, which I'm no fan of. I don't want socialized medicine. I don't think universal health care is going to necessarily work, but that is where we're going. So they need to figure out what exactly do we offer. And if a colonoscopy is expensive and doesn't give a return on investment, they're going to want to go for the cheaper test that can still satisfy most patients. The problem is, you know, how do you know you're at high risk or not? A lot of people don't know their family. A lot of individuals die before they get the cancer. My father had a heart attack and died, and it was before he could have ever gotten diagnosed with colon cancer. So when somebody asked me, do I have a first-degree relative with colon cancer, the answer is no. But what if my dad had it? It's just he died before he got diagnosed. So I think a lot of us might be at higher risk, more than we think. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you reached out about the Las Vegas stabbing that happened last week. It was on Thursday, and it was it definitely rattled us, especially for somebody like me who's been in Vegas off and on since the 80s. I love the Strip. I've walked up and down the Strip. I've always felt safe on it, you know, and maybe during certain times at night I might not necessarily be out there, but for the most part I have found living in Vegas and the Las Vegas Strip to be very, very safe until recently. And the latest example occurred during the day. I think it was 11:20 in the morning, where a person was wielding a knife. Well, actually, wanted to take pictures with showgirls with the knife. They said no, and he started stabbing people. killing Maurice Maureen DiGiovanni, who was only 30 years old, who actually died in her friend's arms while she was stabbed, after she was stabbed, and Brent Allen Hallett, 47 years old. And the suspect, Yoni Christian Barrios, 32 years old, as suspected, was here illegally. He also had a criminal record in California. He told detectives he was a Guatemalan immigrant and that he did the stabbing because he needed to let the anger out. He is being held without bail, and Clark County District Attorney Steve Wolfson, I know I'm like the guy, said his office hasn't decided if they're going to pursue the death penalty or not. I believe Steve Wolfson was asked about should he be immediately deported, but I think our justice system wants to still, go through the system, if he needs to be. I don't necessarily recommend just sending him back because he's going to come back in. We have a very porous border. Which is probably a discussion and a debate we need to have. Do we take these criminals and get them out of the country, kick them out of the country, or because he figured out a way to get in and we don't have an administration that is sealing the holes, they're going to come back in. So right now he's in Vegas and he will be then, tried and then it'll be determined what will happen in terms of his sentence. But Yoni Christian Barrios is charged with murdering two, attempting to kill six more. Why he was here, how he got here, what was his criminal offenses in California, how come he wasn't known to ICE prior to the stabbing? Why would this happen in broad daylight? And by the way, the area of the strip, some of you had asked, are there parts of the strip that people should stay away from? In front of which hotel is the most dangerous? This was a very fancy part of the strip. The Wynn Encore Fashion Show Mall, that is the bougie, but these are resorts. This is a very fancy part of the, it's funny. When I went to medical school in Reno, we would go into Sparks, and I love Sparks because it was more of the locals. It wasn't where the big, fancy people would vacation in Reno. Fancy people vacation in Reno. They go to Tahoe. But I could go to the local casinos. We could play. I could, do quarter slots, whatever, play $5 blackjack. And nobody blink an eye that, I don't have a lot of money. And more of a local hangout. This isn't like that. This is where you have the Fendi and Gucci and Chanel shops. I mean, it's a very ritzy part of the area. So what this highlights is somebody with mental illness, or, and with him saying he had to let the anger out, or he thought he was being made fun of. Maybe he had schizophrenia. He had delusions. Somebody who has delusions can have them any time of day. It doesn't have to be only at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. They can have them in any part of the city. And it's very easy to access the strip. Downtown Las Vegas, there are some parts to downtown that can have security issues, but they took downtown and made the Fremont Experience where there's no cars, and it's a walkway, and there's stores, and I've taken my kids there. We walk around, and we hear the music, and every now and then somebody's half naked, but for the most part, we've walked our kids around there before without a problem. Now I'm a little nervous about it. And I don't want to dissuade anybody from coming to Vegas, but you need to be aware wherever you are, whether it's a supermarket in Buffalo, whether it's a supermarket at King Supers in Colorado, where it's a movie theater in a rural Colorado, whether it's a strip mall in Tucson with a congresswoman speaking during the day. There are shootings or stabbings or things happening everywhere. What could we do about it? Well, first and foremost, the obvious, the elephant in the room is when you have illegal immigrants committing crimes, We have enough criminals who are not illegal immigrants or American citizens. We don't need to increase, right, our criminal numbers. So for the love of God, please let's fix our immigration system. You know, my father was an immigrant. I'm very grateful that there was a process for him to, take his citizenship classes, become a citizen, learn the language. But it's not being done on a wide scale level because there's just too many people coming into the country right now. Well, that takes Alejandro Mayorkas and HHS, and it takes Homeland Security and the Biden administration to get on it. But the first and foremost is we need to minimize the number of illegal immigrants who are criminals coming across the border. And we know, we're being told by border agents, they're coming. And they've gotten through, and we've had almost 1 million gotaways. Number two is, people have to be aware that strangers, you know, could be murderous. And the old days of, hey, how's it going? You know, I'm going to leave my house door unlocked. Come on in. You know, we're getting into cars, Uber cars and Lyft cars. We're getting into cars of people who we don't even know. Such as there was that girl who thought she was getting into an Uber car, and she gets into some man's car who rapes and kills her. We're trusting strangers too much. We're also not protecting ourselves. A lot of people don't carry. They live in a state where you could have concealed carry, and they don't train on a weapon. They don't learn how to carry a weapon. See, when you go through that training, and maybe it's because I have a father who was military and a grandfather who was a police officer, I'm always looking at the exits. I'm always looking around. I'm always sizing things up because I don't want to be caught off guard. And I want to have a plan if there is going to be a, you know, criminal activity that could cause, you know, bodily harm. I also have a plan on how I could administer medical care if I need to. Not just get the hell out of there, but who I can help. And this is something that I think people, they just kind of get out of their car and they walk to a store and they have their AirPods in and they just don't even think about safety. Yet, in caveman days, you didn't step out of the cave without making sure there wasn't another animal that was going to jump you and try to kill you. Why did that change? So we got a lot of work to do. 1-877-DOT-TALLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.